And this is Tate Serviance coming to you from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. We're going to get going for you right now. Huron County residents are being warned about a phone scam involving someone pretending to be a sheriff's deputy. Sheriff Kelly Hansen says Huron Central Dispatch received two reports this morning from residents who were contacted by someone claiming to represent the Huron County Sheriff's Office. The caller told residents they had failed to appear in court and needed to pay money to resolve the matter. And making the scam more convincing, the number showing on caller ID is the actual main number listed for the Huron County Sheriff's Office, 989-269-6500. Hansen stresses the calls are fraudulent and says anyone receiving one should provide no personal or financial information, immediately hang up, and contact dispatch. As of Saturday morning, authorities were not aware of anyone losing money, although additional residents may have received similar calls. The sheriff's office says scams of various kinds are reported in Huron County on a regular basis and urges residents to remain suspicious of unexpected callers seeking money or personal information. And a Michigan law firm says it's now receiving multiple calls involving the former Saginaw United High School substitute teacher and assistant football coach charged with sexually assaulting a teenage student. Venn Johnson Law announced on Saturday that it's received multiple calls concerning Lance Henderson and says it has reason to believe that there could be additional alleged victims who have not yet come forward. The firm is asking anyone who may have information or believes they were affected to contact its office. The announcement comes one day after Henderson was arraigned on one count of first-degree criminal sexual conduct. Saginaw police arrested Henderson on Thursday. According to court records, a judge denied Henderson bond following his Friday arraignment. Saginaw Public School Superintendent Dr. Raymond Roberts, says Henderson worked at Saginaw United as a substitute teacher through Educational Staffing Solutions. He was also an assistant boys football coach. Roberts says Henderson was removed from both positions as soon as the district became aware of the allegations. The district says it continues to cooperate with law enforcement as of this time. Henderson is scheduled to return to court for a pre-examination hearing on August 27th, followed by a preliminary examination on September 3rd. Venn Johnson Law is asking any potential victims or others with relevant information to contact their firm at 1-855-VEN-FIGHTS, V-E-N-FIGHTS. At this point, authorities have publicly announced one criminal sexual conduct charge against Henderson, and the law firm's statement concerning possible additional victims is its own assertion and does not establish that additional crimes have occurred. Henderson is presumed innocent unless proven guilty in court. And we will be right back after this brief public service announcement.
Most pests hide in the shadows, just out of sight. But even as they go unnoticed, they can still put our health at risk, often drawn to food, moisture, and clutter. Pests can spread dangerous bacteria, trigger allergies, and also transmit diseases. In our homes, our workplaces, and even outdoors, pests are a serious health and safety threat. Knowing what to look for can help protect your health. Learn more at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. This is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.